Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
6:40 is our time. We are a week away from Election Day, and it's a crowded ballot. There are a lot of offices, a lot of issues on the ballot. One of those is to vote for trustees for St. Clair County Community College. You will be asked when you look at your ballot to vote for up to three candidates. There are eight running for those three seats. One of those candidates on the line with us right now, Kim Brown. Kim, good morning.
Good morning, and how are you all today?
Doing very well, thank you. How are you doing this morning?
Wonderful. Doing wonderful, thank you.
Appreciate you
Excited.
Giving us...
Excited.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what made you decide to run for the Board of Trustees. I guess first let's just talk a little bit more about you. Introduce yourself to people who may not know who Kim Brown is.
Absolutely. I am Kim Brown. And I am a resident of the city of Port Huron for now about 20 years and been coming in and out of the community for almost 30 years. And so I am very committed and have raised our youngest child, you know, through our school systems and have worked here in the community, served here in the community, and all of the above.
And... Yes. And what made you decide that you wanted to serve on the SC4 Board of Trustees?
Well, I am really invested in education, and I believe that the community college is that place that really helps to give access to that higher learning. I myself was an adjunct faculty member at one period of time there at SC4, had an opportunity to work as an advisor and to be a part of their committee at the time. It wasn't called the DI committee, but I was involved in that committee and therefore was able to really learn a little bit and about that university and really its link to the community and necessity in the community. So that really helped to motivate me.
Are there any changes that you would propose at SC4? Anything that you'd like to see done differently there?
I would love to be able to see more, what can you say, shared team engagement in regards to, or shared governance, if we want to call that. I would love to see the opportunity for more of the changes to come forth as it pertains to student success and retention, because the community college, again, is there, really is that arm to reach out. I would like to see more of a linkage, hopefully, between our middle school, high schools, and moving our youth forward. I would like to be able to see, to make sure that sustainability is maintained there in relation to even student attendance and enrollment. We know that there's been some challenges in that particular area. And so I'm committed to help work on these things.
Talking with Kim Brown, she's one of several candidates for SC4 Board of Trustees in next Tuesday's election. What about course offerings, Kim? Would you propose any different courses other than what's currently offered at SC4?
I would love to see some programs. We have some distance learning opportunities, but I would love to see some opportunities that students have in order for them to be able to, you know, connect more with understanding the global. I know we do have services that they have now, but I would really like to be able to see them have some opportunities to connect them to more global-based kind of learning and opportunities, because we understand that the world is smaller. And I would also like to have them have more opportunities for even some technological services that really help them link to opportunities that give them hands-on training. Everyone may not go on to the four-year college, but if there are more technological services that are offered, I think that that would be really, really great.
Of course, enrollment is the key to making sure that SC4 remains viable. What would you do to maintain and even increase enrollment there?
Absolutely. And this is definitely important. We have a lot of industry here. There is, you know, need for more of our services in regards to welding and all of these different areas. And it would be great to see those services work more closely together with the college. It would be wonderful to see opportunities be given where maybe even people can have apprenticeships, where they can work in some of these areas and be able to have that kind of seamless move into employment, you know, and even at home. We see that many of our students that learn here don't always stay here because the opportunities are not here. And so I would really, really love to see that open up, not only in technology, but also, you know, in many of the other areas of our city.
A lot of names on the ballot for SC4 trustee. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I was just finishing my statement.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, I just wanted to ask you finally, Kim, why should voters vote for Kim Brown for SC4 Board of Trustees?
Well, they should vote for Kim Brown because Kim Brown, anything that I stand up to be involved in, I will get in there with my hands and feet and will be willing to work. I am one who has already worked within the community in many different areas. I'm committed to diversity, inclusion, and equity in all areas. I am committed to higher learning. I myself was a participant and had an opportunity to come to community college and understand how important that is, as it was my entry place on into, you know, higher learning. And as I said, even having an opportunity to be an adjunct faculty there, they should vote for me because I'm a person who I work as a team player. But at the same time, I do not have any connections to anyone that is there. I don't have anyone that I've, you know, had say, if you get on the board, would you do this? Would you do that? Would you make sure? No, I'm a person who is a free thinker, and I think about what it is this community has asked me to do. When I sit in that seat, you can assure that I will use my heart, my voice, my hand to help those students, teachers, administration to work effectively. We'll ask people to be accountable for those things that we have been voted to do as board members. I am a known fighter, and so consequently, I'm willing to step up to be the change that I want to see. And I believe that we all should be willing to do that. If we say something needs to be changed, how much of our time, how much of our voice, how much of our effort are we willing to put into ensuring that that happens?
Kim, great talking to you this morning. I really appreciate you giving us a few minutes of your time and letting people get to know you.
Yes. Well, thank you so much, Paul. And you have an awesome, wonderful, blessed day.
You do the same. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you. Bye-bye.